Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
The right answer is to focus on the supply side. That's where something called supply side economics works, right? The left calls it trickle down. It didn't work. Heller's out there going, it never worked. It didn't work. First of all, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no such thing as trickle down economics. That was another euphemism that the left used, just like don't say gay, to label something that they didn't like in a negative light.
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And a bunch of fun for you today. Glenn and I have really haven't been together for the last few weeks. You were out. I was out. So it's back together and all good. Mike and Mike. Mike Sparazza, Mike Hayflick do an awesome job throughout the week. Don't forget about our Mike.
The morning mics. Three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:15, live show for 15 minutes, five topics, 3 minutes each. These guys are fantastic. I watched this morning. I really enjoyed it. They're funny.
Yeah, we will have a Financial Guys app.
They're almost too good. I got to be honest. We have to pull them.
Yeah, no, that's all right with me.
No, they can
pull us.
No, they're great.
25 years. It's good to have some help and to be able to tag in. They do an awesome job with their filling on the radio.
And they're on this weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So find all that stuff. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. We will have look out for an app that we'll have coming soon. Mm-hmm. Let's start out with this video. I could not stop watching this video. It's John Kerry, and it just really basically sums up the dummy dems. And there's no other way to say it. I mean, they are just out there, lunatic, crazy, and it's so funny because every once in a while I'll stumble across like MSNBC or one of these liberal whack jobs online, and I'll hear how they'll tell. How they'll talk about you and I, like how we're crazy.
We're extremists. we're radicals.
Now, right? Our agenda is smaller government. We believe that you could do better with your money than the government. Right. Doesn't mean no government.
Right.
Doesn't mean no rules. No.
Right.
But we want people to be able to keep the fruits of their own labor.
As long as you're on this topic.
And that's radical.
Let's just go down this list for a second, okay? So we believe in smaller government, right?
Yeah.
Lower taxes, lower regulation, not no regulation, right?
Believe in the rule of law.
Rule of law, right? An equal justice, not this, every time they find a bag of cocaine or a crime that Hunter commits, they charge Donald Trump with a crime,
right?
That's right. That's not right. We don't believe in that, right?
No.
We don't believe in killing babies right before they come out of the womb either, right? That seems to be a little bit radical to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you're 9 months pregnant and the child inside of you is fully formed and you're celebrating in some cases. I've seen folks on the left wearing T-shirts, being proud that they have had X amount of abortions. I mean, that to me, that's radical.
That's right.
Not to kill something doesn't seem to be radical. But that again,
Wanting fentanyl to just pour over our border and kill.
Right.
At the number one reason we lose children, it's not COVID.
Right. It's not gun violence.
It's not gun violence. No. It's
drugs.
It's fentanyl. It's fentanyl.
It's drugs. And so we want a strong border. Not a closed border, not no immigration at all, of course.
Our families.
We want legal immigration. You know what we want? This is a special country. This is the most amazing country on the face of the planet. And it's a privilege to be born here. It's also a privilege to get your citizenship here.
That's right.
And we should take that seriously. We hand it out like we're handing out candy on Halloween.
We're letting
your costume sucks. Here's a Snickers anyways, kid.
Letting MS-13 gang members just walk over the border.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. We should be looking for, we should be applying. Oh, you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Great. Come on in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a hard worker. You've got a history of fantastic. You've got a work ethic of whatever. How about having a resume of some sort? How about interviewing at least a little bit? How about just knowing who these people are?
That's right. Believe in a strong public school system, right? Which has been an absolute failure.
School choice would
been an absolute miserable failure.
Right? More school competition
They want more money for the teachers, for the benefits, for the free handouts, but they don't want to fix the system because if they wanted to fix the system, they would change the way we're doing stuff.
Right.
And maybe not even to Mike and Glenn's way, but you have to make a radical change. When you're at a 20% graduation rate, it's a failure.
Right.
It's not working.
Right. You failed.
What you're doing isn't working.
Right.
Big government involvement, the Department of Education. education. If we were looking at 95% graduation rates, it's okay, wait, hey, look at the money's been well spent. The money has been a miserable, miserable failure. Failure, failure, failure. And it's failed the inner city kids more than anybody. Yeah.
So let's talk about the policies of the left who think that they're the moderate and represent America. We already talked about the abortion thing. We're going to kill babies right up until the time they're born. You can literally in Virginia, you had a governor, a previous governor who said, well, if the baby is born, it's alive when we have the abortion,
we'll make them comfortable
while the mom and the doctor decide on what to do.
Are you serious?
I mean, he lost the election because of that as a result, as he should have.
Thank God.
This is the position of the left. To me, that seems radical.
Yeah.
Let's talk about transgender, right? Now, you've got men changing with women.
That's right.
To me, that seems radical. To me, I don't know, call me traditional. I think girls should change in girls' locker rooms, and boys should change in boy locker rooms. I don't think that boys should change in girl locker rooms. It's amazing. I don't see all these girl trans men wanting to change with men.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying they're not out there. There's a lot of, I'm sure, folks that have transitioned that way, too.
But I'm not seeing the issue.
They don't
seem to want to go into the men's bathroom.
No, that doesn't seem to be their agenda.
It seems to be men who want to go in the women's bathroom.
Right. Yeah, right. Now, let's see. Who's been reading stories to children in libraries? Is that women that have transitioned to men?
Right.
Or men pretending to be women, right? These are predators, okay?
Right.
To me, that seems radical, right?
That's right.
It doesn't seem radical to want girls to feel safe in their own locker room, to be threatened by a man who is ogling them, you know, or worse.
Yeah.
In many cases, there have been assaults in bathrooms, including in Virginia, where they tried to cover it up.
Yep.
How outrageous is that?
Yep.
That, my friends,
is radical.
Seems radical, right? What else
today?
What else is on the left? Climate change. I mean, Kamala, she's talking about we're going to play the John Kerry clip.
They're talking about blocking out the sun, Glenn. They want us to go to solar energy, and then they want to block out the sun.
You can't make this stuff up.
They want to block out the sun.
I know, you can't make this stuff up.
And when they look at the data of how things have changed in their favor, they seem to leave out the periods where things have radically changed before automobiles and all this other stuff.
Kamala let she said the quiet part out loud the other day when she said we need to reduce population. That's
right.
What they want.
That's right.
Their agenda. Not the right's agenda. The left's agenda
is to
reduce population, right?
How do we do that? We reduce population.
Well, we're going to freeze and starve people to death.
That's
we're going to do those two things, right?
Well, that's exactly what's
going to
happen.
So these things are radical. What else is radical of the left? I'd say, to me, spending money you don't have doesn't seem right. New York State, we're going to talk about, by the way.
Yeah.
They're in a world of hurt.
By the way, I mean, obviously, I was going to say I predicted this, but anybody with a brain predicted this, right? But they will go bankrupt. There is no doubt about it.
Well, they're speeding towards it faster than ever.
She just segregated out another $650 million to give away for new houses for people who don't want to work. And
why not?
Don't give me the calls. We have a labor shortage in this country, and we have 21% welfare rates in this state.
Yep.
So we have 21%. Two out of every 10 people when you're driving around are on welfare. Yet you drive down any major road, and it says help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. That's
exactly.
A major problem. Another $650 million. We are billions of dollars short. The comptroller of New York State, who's a liberal Democrat, is saying, look at two things. He said, I can see now that when we increase taxes on the rich, we actually brought in less money. We can't do that again. This is a liberal Democrat who's figured this out.
He finally got it. 40 years.
Decades, right? So he said, and number two, we are running out of other people's money. This is just, we're short again. And of course, when they say they're 20% short or 15% short, they're really 37% short, right? Because they are trying to match up different accounting strategies to sort of kick the but at some point, it's going to come home to roost. And when it does, it's going to be a mess for New York State.
Yep.
By the way, I don't believe this is going to be this economic financial collapse for the country. I mean, Detroit, a much smaller scale than New York State, but Detroit went bankrupt, and it was a blessing for Detroit.
Yeah.
They finally got rid of a lot of stuff. The city of Buffalo went bankrupt. It was a blessing for the city of Buffalo. Now, it stinks if you're a bondholder, right? I do believe, by the way, no matter who's in office, and I could be wrong about this, I believe there will be a bailout, meaning the bond investors will get their money back. But the catch will be, if I'm invested in these New York State bonds, and I get bailed out, and I'm worried I'm not not going to get my money back. And my trader calls and says, hey, you ready for another round of New York State bonds? I'm going to say, no way. No way.
Thank you. I'll take the Florida bonds.
So as in the hard control board that came into the city of Buffalo, it was made up of Democrats and Republicans, but it was also made up of people that had no other choice but to cut stuff because we ran out of other people's money.
And what the control board allows is like Congress has done with these bipartisan commissions is they can offload the political damage, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's not me.
Not me.
I'd love to give you all the free handouts, but this control board won't let us. And so it allows them to have some political cover, and that will happen. Just let's back up, though. We didn't play the Kerry clip.
If you circle, by the way, on a map, the resurgence of commercial real estate in the city of Buffalo with the bankruptcy, it's almost identical.
Oh, no.
Almost identical.
Well, there's a lot that went along with that. So it wasn't just the control board that helped with the finances. There's a lot that went into the restructuring of the permitting process. You had a lot of corruption going on. I mean, this is why Niagara Falls, we have one of the seven wonders of the world here.
Destroyed it.
And New York State can't figure that out.
Do you know
right?
how hard that
you know
is
why?
To destroy that?
It's impossible. You know why? Because of the corruption. That's why.
Yeah.
And that's why Buffalo, I mean, used to have, what's his name, Ray McGurn downtown. Remember that guy? He was a permanent inspector. He was the one who would put his
Whatever
hand
happened
out.
To him?
I think he resigned after we blasted him relentlessly for 6 months on the radio. But he wasn't getting the job done that needed to be done. I'll say it like that. We had a lot of issues going on in City Hall. A lot of just absolute no procedures, no policies, no processes. And fortunately, a lot of that was help with the control board. Yep. We got to play the Kerry clip because we jumped ahead.
Give me 1 second. You know, I somehow lost it.
This is when we talk about liberalism being a mental disorder.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
Your kids are in a failing school. The Democrats don't want them to get out of failing school. You still vote for the same Democrats.
That's right.
That's a mental disorder.
Time and time again,
right?
With a track record of not like a little pullback of, hey, look, we went from, a 90% graduation rate to 89 or 85, or we're at 20% graduation rates in some of these cases.
It's sad.
I mean, there are districts, by the way, that they cannot find one child who can read and write.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing.
Baltimore said. So John Kerry's out there lying to Congress, like, I don't know any place. John Kerry, one flight on John Kerry's plane is your SUV driving around for like your lifetime.
So, that's right. That's
it's
right.
A joke. Listen
that's
to this. Right.
He looks right in people's eyes to him. Yeah, so this is Bill Clinton like.
I just don't agree with your facts, which began with the president.
This is a clip.
It's not that recent.
I think it's got to be recent,
is
right?
It? I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter.
I'll find out. I think it is recent.
So I just don't agree with your facts, which began
I don't agree with
the
your
presentation
facts.
Of one of the most outrageously persistent lies that I hear, which is this private jet. We don't own a private jet. I don't own a private jet. I personally have never owned a private jet. And obviously, it's pretty stupid to talk about coming in a private jet from the State Department up here.
Okay. So pretty
Which
stupid.
He did.
But pretty stupid to come from the State Department. Okay. So maybe you drove from the State Department, but you and your family fly all around the world in this private jet.
Right.
All around the world.
Right.
Honestly, if that's where you want to go.
Pause this a second again, would you mind?
A few moments later.
Okay. This is the same guy who got chastised when he flew to Iceland on his private jet by the Icelanders who were like, what the hell, John?
It was for a climate change
meeting. Exactly. Yeah. The people in Iceland were like, what the F? Yeah. Like, what the hell is this?
The same guy that said the rich aren't paying enough in taxes and he moved his yacht to a different state
so
to
he
avoid
have the
boat
yacht tax. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is great. Yep. So a few moments later,
you just testified under oath that you never owned a private jet. Mm. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter into the record article here from February 15th of 2023. The John Kerry family private jet was sold shortly after accusations of climate hypocrisy. Mr. Secretary, do you stand by that testimony that you've never owned or
I personally, your family? Personally, yes. My wife owned a plane.
Oh.
You got to hear the music.
Unreal. Wife owned the plane. You said John. We've never owned a private plane. You know damn well you've owned many private planes. You have a yacht. You fly all over the place on it.
Oh, my
Everybody
wife.
Knows. Oh, it's my wife's plane. As if that makes it better.
Fine.
So let's say it's not your plane. It's not your wife's plane. It's your buddy Bill's plane.
Right.
You're still flying around on a private jet, dude. Telling everybody else that we should be driving roller skates and eating bugs.
John Kerry's family's private jet emitted over 300 metric kicked tons of carbon since Biden took office.
Since Biden took office?
Dirtbag. Can I hear this one more time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry, I interrupted it.
No.
Let's do the whole thing. It's entirely good.
Yeah, this is too good to...
So the facts. I just don't agree.
I don't agree with your facts.
It began with the presentation of one of the most outrageously persistent lies that I hear, which is this private jet. We don't own a private jet. I don't own a private jet. I personally have never owned a private jet. And obviously, it's pretty stupid to talk about coming in a private jet from the State Department up here.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, if that's where you want to go there. Sorry.
A few moments later.
You just testified under oath that you never owned a private jet. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter into the record an article here from February 15th of 2023. The John Kerry family private jet was sold shortly after accusations of climate hypocrisy. Mr. Secretary, do you stand by that testimony you've never owned, or your family?
I personally, yes. My wife owned a plane.
You know, if that was a Republican, that was a Paul Manafort,
all over the mainstream,
he'd be in jail. No, they would charge him. They would have charged him with lying to Congress.
Yes.
They have done that, folks. They have put people in jail. Remember General Flynn? Right?
Yeah.
The FBI walks in. Hey, we're trying to have a casual conversation.
No big deal.
You lied to us about an email. You got the date wrong out. We're going to throw the book at you.
If the mainstream media actually did their job, they wouldn't be doing any of this. See, John Kerry knows that nobody's going to pick this up except for financial guys, possibly Fox News, right? The entire left-wing media, just crickets. How insulting is that?
It's disgusting.
We never owned a private jet.
Even with the media. Now coming out with these, they found cocaine. Hunter Biden was at the White House, the next day they find a bag of cocaine.
Right.
And now they're spinning it left, right, and center. The media even is part. Well, we don't really know. The Secret Service is now claiming that they may never be able to find out whose bag of cocaine it was.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to tell me in the White House, we're not one square inch of the White
Sniffing
House is
dogs
not
everywhere.
Under cameras, okay?
Sniffing dogs everywhere, Glenn.
There are cameras everywhere, yeah. I'm sure, except for the bathrooms and the bedrooms.
You could
neither of which the cocaine was found, by the way.
You couldn't get away with that in the financial guy's office.
No.
We have
cameras, too.
Yeah, we would know who walked in and walked out. Like, okay, well, it's got to be this person's, right?
We would at least narrow it down, right?
Yeah.
I could tell you, everybody in the world knows it's Hunter Biden. Every time he commits a crime, though, they charge Trump.
How did that story even get out? I mean, whoever leaked that story in the White House is done. They're gone.
I'm sure
they're already fired.
If they even know. But in all seriousness, it's every time Hunter commits a crime, and it is a crime, but people are like, oh, what's the big deal? It's just a little bit of cocaine. I saw this on Twitter. It's a big deal.
Yes.
Okay, number one, cocaine is an illegal drug.
Yes.
Okay, if you or I got busted with cocaine somewhere, we'd be going to jail. Okay.
That's right.
I believe it's still a felony, as last I checked. I mean,
no.
I don't, Is it?
Well, I don't know about that
anyway. I mean, liberal states is probably giving it away.
And what is a felony, and what is, the ramifications to a felony now, right? I mean, in New York, you're right back out on the streets.
Speaking of which, not to go jump out, we had so many rabbit trails, but did you see the one where they confiscated these kids' dirt bikes?
Yes.
This is where there's no fear of the rule law anymore.
Hour later.
They're breaking into the police compound and stealing their stuff back because guess what? There's no consequences, and they know.
Yep, and here's
they know.
Yeah, and they'll steal the stuff back, Glenn.
If they
arrest them again, they'll be right back out
right
on
back.
The street that
it
night.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
There's no consequences.
It's sickening.
And they know it.
Again.
They know it.
Again. So you see, Glenn and I think the rule of law is important, right?
Right.
Like you can't do illegal stuff and then do it over and over again, right?
That's
radical
to these folks.
They're crazy. Right-wing extremists.
Right.
These people
right.
should be able to break into anything you want forever.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Let's go to New York. By the way, New York Post. This is, we were talking a little bit about this before. New York State, the possibility of it going bankrupt. Brace for some stiff fiscal pain, New York, courtesy of Hochul and Albany Dems.
Well, I said this from the get-go that, again, when it comes to Cuomo was evil but not stupid.
Yeah.
Right? So Cuomo knew how to drive the car to the edge of the cliff but not drive over it, in both a fiscal way and with everything else. But Kathy, and she's a nice person, don't get me wrong, but she is not that bright,
well,
and she's underqualified. She's going to drive the car right over the cliff. We're about the first half of the car is now over the cliff. Well, right? We are heading over.
Some of that is true, but then you look backwards now, like this new gas tax that they've implemented. That was Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to crush the inner city. Just crush it. I mean, look, it's already crushed, right? So it's just one more nail in the coffee.
Right.
Coffin. In the coffee.
One more nail in the coffee. I like that, actually. One more nail in the coffee. I'm gonna use
one more
that.
Nail in the coffee. If you live in New York, brace for some serious fiscal pains. State Controller Thomas Dinopoli, a Democrat, is sounding the alarm on Albany's rapidly deteriorating fiscal outlook, citing a jaw-dropping $36 billion cash shortfall over the next 4 years as the economy weakens, tax revenue falls, and spending spirals. Now, let me let you in a little secret, okay? The economy has maybe weakened a little bit, but Florida doesn't have a $36 billion cash flow. In fact, DeSantis just put an extra $15 billion in the cash coffers this go around.
But they're out there touting Bidenomics.
That's right. How could it be?
The fact that the economy is – the reality is the economy has not slowed that much. The economy is slowing a little bit. The economy is expected to slow next year is what they're saying. I don't know at this point,
market's
to be
not
honest with you.
That's for sure.
The market, I don't know that – I think the market has already priced in the weakness that we saw. I don't know that we're going to get that much more, maybe. Yeah.
The saving grace has been this AI technology.
Absolutely.
That – in a slow but very fast way, I say a slow way because it sometimes seems slow, but it is moving in a very, very fast direction.
Absolutely.
And you're starting to say, somebody said to me the other day, I read an article about self-driving semi-trucks, right?
Yeah.
And I said, at some point we'll see this. And they said, oh, no, my gosh, all the trucking jobs are going to go away. I said, well, before you start the panic, we're about 80,000 truckers short right now, right? And that could be – that's a low end, right? So you would have to all of a sudden tomorrow, which these trucks are not even on the market yet, so there's no – it's not going to happen tomorrow, but you would have to have 80,000 of them on the streets just to break even.
And guess what? We're not training kids to be truckers anymore.
That's right.
Right. In fact, the work ethic that we have amongst the next generations, we're not promoting the value of work anymore. We're not promoting in schools the satisfaction of a job well
done. We're not even promoting math and English anymore.
Right.
The fact of the matter, to your point is, hey, look at you, little Billy. You don't know how to read? No problem.
We'll just get you
out of here anyway.
That's right. No big deal. Exactly.
I mean, drive a truck. Holy cow.
Right. So we're not
show up for 9 to 5. You kidding me?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Can I work from home?
Yeah.
Can I do that in my pajamas?
Yeah.
I don't really want to come into the office anymore.
I don't have to be on vacation. I need 8 weeks.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So to your point, we have a long way to pick up. So when it comes to the economy, the Fed is trying to raise interest rates to slow down the economy, to loosen up the labor market so that the wage inflation doesn't continue to drive the rest of inflation. So wages are driving demand. Demand is driving inflation. And I've said this for years now. They're focused on the wrong side. The Democrats have always wanted to focus on the demand side. They want to adjust demand. They want to juice demand by cutting interest rates. They want to squelch demand by raising interest rates. First of all, it's not the Fed's policy to do that, right?
No.
That is not. But that's the wrong answer. The right answer is to focus on the supply side. That's where something called supply side economics works, right? The left calls it trickle down. It didn't work. Heller's out there going, it never worked. It didn't work.
First of all, there's only nothing
that's worked. There's no such thing as trickle down economics. That was another euphemism that the left used just like, don't say gay to label something that they didn't like in a negative light.
Mm-hmm.
Supply side economics very simply focuses on the supply side of the equation, not the demand side. The supply side are those producers of the economy, right? You make it easier and more beneficial for those people to produce, i.e., you cut their taxes, you lower regulation, you make it easier, give them other incentives. But if you give them the incentive to produce or lower the barriers for them to produce, they will produce.
Mm-hmm.
And when they produce more, they'll have more goods, more supply means. You're able to meet demand, and that imbalance of supply demand, which is what's causing inflation, begins to come down.
The Biden administration could start with oil.
We could produce
more oil.
Bingo.
We could be energy independent.
Yep.
We do it, by the way, cleaner in America than anywhere else in the world.
By
so
far.
For those of you that are worried about the environment, you would want them to produce this oil here and not in Venezuela. You would want them to produce this oil here and not in Iraq or Iran, right? But why? Because it's cleaner.
They don't get it. They don't care. They're advocating non-clean energy. And let's figure that out for a second. Natural gas is a very clean clean resource, okay? It burns clean. Yeah. It's cheap.
It's replentiful.
It's abundant, right?
Yep.
It's easy to access. It's not a dirty way of processing it, right? It
happens either way, whether you like it or not.
Right.
Right.
New York State's essentially trying to ban it.
That's right.
I mean, New York State, in all intents and purposes, is starting with gas stoves. It will go to gas furnaces. It will go to all gas appliances. I think that's where it's going all new builds.
Maybe when they figure out a way to block the sun, they can then work
the solar panels will work
natural gas. Yeah.
Yeah, the solar panels. Think about
getting rid of natural gas.
Again, you want to talk radical and the left, you know, the left being a mental disease, I mean, a mental disorder. They're literally, their latest proposal is to block out the sun. I mean, I honestly think they're getting their ideas from The Simpsons. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, you just told us that we can't have oil and natural gas. We have to go solar and wind.
Right.
And now you're telling us you're going to block out the sun.
Yep.
I mean, that's, I don't even know what to say to that.
Here's some more stats, Glenn. In a worrisome new report, Dinopoli notes that the cumulative gap through 2027 grew by a total of $15.6 billion, or about 75%, in just the 3 months leading up to the adoption of this year's budget back in late April. And get this, the shortfall would have been closer to a mind-numbing $50 billion if the division of the budget hadn't retimed payments. So basically, an accounting move.
So an accounting move.
So we're $50 billion short, right? Make no mistake. And we've been calling this for the last two or three years. And I've said, the positive in this country is that we are moving red. The people that have paid the bills in these states have finally gotten to the point where they've said, screw you. It was a very, very slow trickle over the last 23 years, right? 20 to 30 years, I should say, right? And the last 3 years, it's been, I saw COVID. I'm so sick and tired of your bullshit. I've had enough. And I've said this a million times, 20% of the top taxpayers have left New York State in the last 3 years.
Right.
Not functional.
No, I think they're past the turning point.
No, for sure they are.
They're over, like I said.
You have to have a bankruptcy. You have to.
The car is now over the cliff.
That's right.
Cuomo had it here. You can't see it there.
Yeah.
Cuomo had it here. It's here now. Kathy's got it here.
Yeah.
It's too far. It's too far over now. I don't think they can come back from this. They can. But not without a tremendous amount of cutting at the state level, which they are never going to do. Right. So it's a death spiral from here. New York has now entered the death spiral, and it will be nothing but down from here. There's no way they can tax away out of this. There's no way they can raise enough revenue.
There's not enough
accounting gimmicks that they can come up with.
Even some of the liberals are now saying, the comptroller, who's a liberal Democrat, is saying, I'm looking at the numbers. The last time we raised the taxes on the wealthy, so many of them left, we brought in a lot less money. Here's the other one. How New York City's green congestion tax could backfire.
I love this.
New York City is set to become the first city to try taxing drivers off the road. But the result But the result could cause more harm to the Big Apple than leaders anticipate. The proposal is just the latest step forward in green energy agenda that Democrats around the country have embraced, regardless of the economic impact. Authorized under then Andrew Cuomo, 2019, New York's congestion pricing plan will charge drivers a fee to enter the busiest parts of Manhattan. It was envisioned as an effort to nudge some drivers off the roads and onto public transit to fight climate change and raise revenue for the state. That's the best part, by the way, because if you look at the videos there, nobody's actually paying for the public transit. These people just walk on. They walk through. Nobody, there's too many of them now, so they can't arrest them. They're not paying for the service.
There's people being pushed in front of subways. They're not arresting those people. They're gonna arrest toll skippers? No.
Yeah. I think one of the consequences, which has not been considered when the law was enacted by the governor in 2019, was hindering the recovery from COVID. So New York State is still, they are so brain dead.
You didn't think of that. It might have a negative impact your economic development by taxing people off the road.
My favorite, Glenn, is New York State is still blaming everything on COVID. Let me let you know a little secret. Florida has moved on from COVID.
Years ago.
Yeah. in like 2020, yeah. and they're building, and there's a budget surplus.
It's crazy.
Now there's a problem with insurance down there, and DeSantis has to figure that out. That's a big mess, and I'm pretty confident he will figure that out. There's natural disasters that happen down in Florida. When you think about that, so many people are willing to get in the way of a hurricane to get out of the way of New York State.
That's right. That's right. I'll take my chances.
My house might blow over.
I don't care. I'll take my chances with the hurricane because I don't want my life destroyed by Kathy Hochul. It's unreal. I mean, yeah, Florida's got issues too. It's not a perfect state, but
nothing is perfect.
They don't attack their citizens. I mean, this state literally, think about what this state's doing for a second. We have two police officers that are under charges, right, for defending themselves. Are you serious? It's not even a question. It's not even like, you know, we had a case in Florida. I talked about this before. We had a bad police officer, right? Yeah. We had a poor drummer who was coming home from a gig at 3 o'clock in the morning. His van broke down. He pulls over on the side of an exit to get off the highway, calls for help. An unmarked car pulls up behind him, and the guy gets out with a gun. He defends himself. Happened to be a police officer. They get in a shootout.
Yeah.
And, I don't even think the guy fired I don't think the guy fired in defense. I think the guy got out and was prepared to defend himself, and the police officer just flat out opened fire. Never identified himself as an officer. Should have never put himself in that situation, right? He lied about it, called it in and said this. Anyway, very swiftly, they put the guy on leave. The guy was terminated. The guy was prosecuted and now is in jail. Mm-hmm. Not the victim. The victim's dead, sadly. The innocent, but the police officer.
Yeah, so they
very
did the right
swiftly
thing.
Got the right thing. It was an obvious case where the police officer overstepped, right?
Yeah.
In this state, however, you've got good police officers that were literally defending themselves with the cars driving off that you're going to go after now.
Yeah,
so not only are you attacking your citizens that are the ones that are paying taxes, your businesses, right? Think about how they used to attack Golisano. He's like, you know what? I don't need this garbage.
No,
he left. Guess what? There's a beautiful Golisano Childs Museum in Naples, Florida.
Yep.
There's a beautiful new hospital now
in
Florida, a children's hospital funded by Golisano. Kathy, are you funding it here? No. Which billionaire is going to fund it here?
Yeah.
None of them.
You know who?
None of them.
She thinks the government will fund
it. The government will fund it, and they'll take the taxes from the poor people that don't have the money to pay
it. One final note, and I'll make another groundbreaking prediction. By the way, the fee, this means that a commuter who drives to his or her Manhattan office could pay more than $100 per week just to simply enter the area. So it'd be another $400 a month if you want to drive.
Yeah, extra
car.
$5 grand
let me
a
make
year
a, let
on
me
top
make
of
a,
the tax.
Let me make a prediction. They're going to bring in a lot less money, a lot less money. There'll be no money now to pay for the roads and bridges.
It'll be a ghost town, right?
And they'll be increasing the fees somewhere else. So get ready, New York.
Get ready.
It doesn't end.
This is a tweet that somebody put out, and they just nailed it when it comes to the left, right? This is, whether it's New York State or the federal government, we have no suspect in the cocaine scandal. We have no suspect of the Supreme Court leaker. We have no manifesto from the Nashville shooter. I mean, think about all those things under this administration recently, how disgusting that is, right?
Terrible.
The manifesto for every other shooter ever, ever, anytime there's ever been a manifesto, ever, they have released it to the public so that people know what to look out for if there's somebody else that had the same kind of mentality. Oh, not in this case. Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why, right? The SCOTUS leaker, never, ever in the history of the Supreme Court has there been somebody that leaked. They leaked the most important decision. Obviously, it was the left that leaked it. Obviously, right? No suspect whatsoever. Bang up job, FBI. Doing a bang up job. I'm telling you, when it comes to the presidential election, I know that there's some on our team that are ride or die for Trump. I can completely respect that.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely a Trump supporter as well. However, as I've said repeatedly, I'm going to vote for the candidate that tells me that they're going to dismantle the FBI. I'm not talking about restructure. I don't want to hear restructure. I want to hear eliminate.
That's Ramaswamy
gone.
Right now. That's Ramaswamy.
That's Vivek Ramaswamy right now. That's right.
Vivek.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He is absolutely will be a front runner as things shake out, I guarantee you. Going to end up with three candidates here: DeSantis, Trump, and Vivek.
Yeah.
Everybody else is pretty much useless. I mean, people like Chris Christie are disgusting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you are a disgusting human being, Chris Christie, for stabbing people. I know politics is dirty.
Tim Scott's Trump gave you a job, dude. I'll give Tim Scott some credit. He's going on the View, and he's awesome.
Yeah. Tim Scott's awesome. He's a good candidate too. But there's a lot that are just trying to throw their name out there, like Christie. That's just useless.
Yeah.
What's her name too? I'm not a big fan of.
How about this one? Here, let a Pence.
Pence. Oh my God.
How ridiculous is this?
You got the quote on that?
Yeah, let me see if we can play the video. Horrible. Right. So you got to ask yourself, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you running for? Like,
right.
You know, do you really think you have any chance?
I know you're running for president. You are distressed that the Ukrainians don't have enough American tanks. Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years. Yeah. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. Your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. Tucker, I've heard that routine from you before, but that's not my concern.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President.
That's not my concern.
I know you're running for president.
Just drop out, sir. I mean, what are you?
My concern is not the United States of America.
Look at,
but I'd like to be the president.
This is no joke, folks. We are speeding towards World War III.
Yeah.
I mean, when people like Lindsey Graham on the right, and these people are lining their pockets. They don't care if your kids die. They don't care. They're lining their pockets. It's all about the money. You got Lindsey Graham, who's supposedly a conservative Republican, is the most useless Republicans out there, advocating, we got to get the Ukraine in right away. He knows that once they put Ukraine into NATO, as soon as they admit Ukraine to NATO, we are responsible now. We are obligated to respond and to help them. They know this, right? Which means that very shortly, we're talking about boots on the ground. Now, Biden administration has now called up reserves. They are now sending troops to Europe for training missions. This is not going well.
This is an escalation.
This group is bad.
That couldn't get us out of Afghanistan. I mean, this is very, very bad, right?
And you got Trump. They're criticizing Trump. Oh, he's friends with Putin because he said, I want people to stop dying. And he's right.
Right.
I want them to stop dying. This is not about, you know, look at the Ukraine are not the Boy Scouts, folks. They are, half of them are Nazis is what they are. I hate to say it, but Ukraine is one of the most corrupt places on the planet and has been for quite some time. Okay.
Yep.
This is not the bastion of freedom. In fact, we're defending democracy. They just suspended their election, Mike. We can't have elections right now. Although we can have all kinds of guests. I've seen photo shoots. I've seen
parties.
But you can't have an election.
The most lavish of parties. The best of wine and the finest cigars.
We have to defend democracy in Ukraine, and this clown just suspended the election.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yep.
Anybody who believes they can prove me wrong, I would love to have you on this podcast. Make a fool out of yourself.
They will be in charge of anything. They don't care how much they destroy it.
I think sometimes it's intentional. Look at the radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, they're buying up these stations now and intentionally putting them in the tank
by putting
their liberal garbage on. Nobody wants to hear ABC liberal garbage on a conservative news talk station.
Yep.
Hello.
And then what?
Newsflash for you guys. I don't know what you're doing.
How do they not know it's going to not go into the ground? Nobody's watching it.
You look at your stock price, it's a ski slope.
It's nosediving. $0.05-$0.06 a share going bankrupt.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Going back to AI a little bit, Chipotle tests robot that can prepare avocados to make guacamole a lot faster.
It takes roughly
50 minutes for them right now to make a batch of a guacamole, and they think the robot can do it in just a minute or two.
Whoa.
By the way, there was another pizza chain, and I can't find the article, but they were talking about self-made pizzas. These robots are going to make these pizzas down from 25 minutes to 5 minutes.
Right. So we talked back about, you know, the Fed slowing down and, you know, focusing on the demand side, trying to slow down demand. And my argument is we should be focusing on the supply side.
Yeah.
The good news is that we don't need to worry about the taxes or the regulations, really, because the artificial intelligence and the robotics and the productivity gains that they're adding will increase the supply without the need to have any of the things.
What I've been saying for the last 3 to 4 years with clients as I'm doing reviews is the market is smarter than Joe Biden. And they'll laugh. Oh, yeah, of course, right? Right. Yeah. But the reality is that if the Biden administration is not going to help out, they're not going to lower taxes, they're not going to lessen regulations, they're actually fighting to make it harder for these businesses. We want $25 minimum wage, right? The result of that has been a shift towards technology. Okay, we're going to figure it out anyways, right? And a lot of these business models, they have to do something. You know, I went to, I'll just say this, I won't name the fast food place, but I went to a fast food place to buy chili a few weeks ago. Just let you know. So, and I go there a lot because I like their chili, so it's a free positive plug for their chili. I usually go through the drive-thru then, and it was busy, and I was in a rush. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to run in. There's nobody inside. I looked, and there was happened to be five women working all over the age of 70.
Yeah.
These are not – so then I started to think to myself, what happens when these ladies turn 80?
Right.
Well, does this place survive? Can I still buy chili if they're 80, 85, 90? Mm-hmm. And it's not the kids. It's not the kids that are working. You know, when we were kids, we would fill in those jobs.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the summer.
Summer. How about college? I remember college. A lot of times I was going to UB. My college schedule was Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Guess what I did Tuesday, Thursday? I worked. Mm-hmm. I was one of those people that filled in those noon jobs or did whatever, right? Now, I will say this. A lot of these kids are lazy, but some of these kids have also figured out some different ways to make money. You know, I met with a kid, a family a few weeks ago, and they're going to be investing the money. The kid made $2 million instructing video games.
I love
for
it.
People. 15
That's
years
awesome.
Old, right?
Amazing.
And he's on his next one. You know, my daughter started a clothing company. She's doing pretty well. The 1 week, she made $700.
That's
like,
awesome.
Holy cow. Online drop shipping. And I'm thinking to myself, does she really need to be in a fast food spot? Right. Probably not.
Probably
right?
not. So, well, to look at the highest grossing YouTuber as a kid that does toy reviews.
Yeah.
He's the number one grossing kid on YouTube. The kid's like 8 years old. Yeah. He's probably like 20 now or whatever. But
yeah.
He was just basically just did put a video on and just did toy reviews. And
So there's definitely some way, there's opportunities now that 100%. We didn't have as a kid, right? There was no internet around. Like,
well,
in a sense, you grinded it out to really get to this point where there is other opportunities.
I will say this, though. There's always been opportunities for those that are willing to work, right?
Yes.
For those that are creative and willing to work. The things change, right? Things change and opportunities change. When I was a kid, when I was in college, I was at Michigan State for my first, I went to Michigan State the whole time.
Yeah.
But the first 2 years I went to Michigan State, they were on trimester before they switched to semester, right? Everyone's normally two semesters throughout the year, which means that everybody got out in, you know, the middle of May. Well, on the first 2 years, the trimester, we had three trimesters, right? So we had a fall, a winter, and a spring. The spring trimester ran all the way through like the end of May, so it was a little bit longer, unfortunately. We had breaks between the trimesters, so we had a more broken up year.
Yeah.
But the long story short, went longer. By the time I got back to Buffalo to go to find a job, most of the jobs were taken.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most of the kids were already, you know, home from college for a couple of weeks. They've already gotten so, you know, I was like, well, what am I going to do? So for a while, I worked in my father-in-law's, then my girlfriend's father's snack shop, you know, in the thing. So I helped him out there and worked in a little snack shop at the ice rink. But I found a way. I talked to one of my friend's father. He goes, you know what you should do? You should paint house numbers on curbs.
Yeah.
Like, really? He goes, yeah, just go to get a permit. So I figured it out and went down to town hall. I went to Amherst Town Hall. I got a $2 permit. So all it cost me to paint house numbers on
curbs.
That's
$85 now.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. For sure.
$8,500.
Uh-huh. And I went door to door with a friend of mine, and we literally, for $4 a house, you know, we painted house numbers on curbs. And I made a ton of money, more money than all of my friends. I had to get creative. If I wanted money to go back to school with, I had to figure something out. It was, you know, and so for those that are always willing to work, whether it's, you know, today with the online opportunities or back then, of course, we didn't have online opportunities.
Yeah.
We're just starting to get online opportunities, but not obviously where it is today. But there's always opportunities for those that are willing to work.
That's right.
Those that are willing to make excuses, however, are becoming a bigger and bigger part of our society.
Sure.
And the reason for that is because teachers are telling them that. Well, they're being taught that. It's not your fault, Billy. It's somebody else's fault for the position you're in.
Teachers
is out of your control.
To a President Obama who
Everybody,
said, oh,
right?
It's not your fault.
No.
It's the color of your skin.
That's right.
You can't get ahead because of that.
Somebody else is holding you down.
That's right.
All a bunch of horse crap is what it is. There's this country, I mean, there's no surprise that you look at any sort of immigrant that's come to this country from a non-free country and they're super successful.
That's right. Without handouts.
The minute they have the opportunity, I mean, you mean I can go earn my own living and I can do what I want, my own paycheck?
Yep.
Sign me up. Well, give me three of those. Like, I'll take three jobs. And they work hard. They create businesses. They create opportunities.
The Vietnamese proved that after the Vietnam War, the Vietnamese came here. And the rule was, is when you came in from Vietnam, you got zero. Zero welfare, zero anything. Within 10 years, they were the highest earning wage group.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years. 10 right. years.
I mean, we just had a Supreme Court ruling, which was really, was I think it was brought by the Asian community, if I'm not mistaken,
yep.
for discrimination. The left is losing their minds. Oh, my God, the 14th Amendment, it wasn't colorblind, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All they're saying, look, you can't, you're discriminating against a group of people. That's the whole point of the 14th Amendment, was equal a protection under the law. You can't have a group of Americans that are being discriminated against on behalf of somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what affirmative action has become. Sadly, I'm all for diversity in college. I think it's important. But when you have a group of Americans, Asian Americans, or any sort of group of Americans that are being discriminated against and not having the opportunity. And I love the argument from one of the left I heard was like, well, but they couldn't find any specific instances where they were excluded because of their race. That just happens to be the impact of what happened because of the diversity efforts. I'm like, oh, you mean disparate impact? Oh, you mean what you sued Toyota for? Yeah. All the banks for? Do you mean that there potentially could be a disparity of outcomes even without potential overt racism? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. The hypocrisy of the left is ridiculous.
They're not helping any of these folks. They're putting them in institutions that they're not qualified to compete in, and they drop out. Those are the numbers, by the way. Candace Owens had an awesome debate about this, and she was like, look, you think you're helping these people.
Right.
You're putting them into a university that they're not capable of achieving things at because they weren't trained. It doesn't mean they couldn't have been, but they're not at that point.
Remember the whole school's choice thing? You didn't educate him in high school.
Use myself as an example. I went to DPU High School. Didn't do much in high school, to be honest with you. I partied. I had fun. I passed.
Well, you did a lot, just not the right
things. That's right. There was no motive to say, all right, I need to get a 95. It was just, and when I went, I ended up going to Hilbert College, a very small college. I got a lot of help, and I changed, you know, my mindset was, okay, now I need to get good grades, and I got to get my stuff together, right? But I remember the first 6 months, my brain was not wired to take tests. It wasn't wired, and I had to work so hard. Now, finally, I did, and I got good grades, and I switched to the University of Buffalo. And I remember sitting in a room with, like, the folks that were 3-4 in my graduating class in DePew, and I was the one getting the good grades, right? But I got to be honest with you, if I went right from DePew to University of Buffalo, I would have probably said, I'm not making it, right? Because my brain was not – I had to take a year to say, okay, you idiot, you didn't do anything for all these years. You need to get a year to catch up. Mm-hmm. And had I just been given the chance by my color of my skin to go to the University of Buffalo right away, it probably would have been a different story. It's not good. We need to get these kids when they're young. Mm-hmm. First of all, to say black kids can't read or write, I mean, that's ridiculous, right? We need to change. We're not going to count SAT scores because somehow they're racist, right? That is ridiculous. Well, totally ridiculous.
They did the same thing with housing, right? It was they handed out loans to people who normally would not have qualified.
Yeah. Now,
the reason they would not have normally qualified is not because of the color of their skin, is because they lacked the income and the assets for that particular loan. But they were sued and they were forced to give the loans out anyways. And what happened was a tremendous default on those loans. Those people got really hurt. Those people lost their houses. Those people had to declare bankruptcy. Those people took credit hits. They didn't help those folks. You hurt them in the long run.
Yes.
Which is the typical thing.
Yeah. All right.
Two more things here we got to mention before we go.
Real quickly, this segment brought to you by Home and Auto. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money when it comes to your home and auto insurance, and you business owners out there as well. We can insure your warehouses, your barbershops, whatever it is. We pretty much have helped everybody when it comes to saving you money. Allow us to shop over 25 companies. Medicare, turning 65, think of the financial guys. Unsure about your Medicare coverage. Is it going to cover certain things? Maybe you've had some health issues that you need to deal with. Our independent AHIP certified reps can help. And of course, financial planning. We have a one-stop financial shop, whether it comes to certified Social Security experts, certified estate planning experts, certified college planning experts, registered investment advisors, certified financial planners. Two more this week became certified financial planners.
That's awesome.
So a very, very deep bench. And chartered financial analysts, and that is really one of the highest degrees you can get in actually managing money. So we have a very deep bench, and we can help. 833-FIN-GUYS, and of course our website, thefinancialguys.com.
So this two more things, and then we'll wrap this up. this is, I think, is hilarious. This was from, I don't know what this is from. This was, let's see if I can find the article. I don't know what publication is from, but birth strikers is a new term. Birth strikers. Meet the women who refuse to have children until climate change ends. Now, Darwin called that natural selection.
Birth strikers.
Right.
I have this weird, weird feeling that you don't need to strike.
No,
I have this
not.
Weird, weird feeling that, there's not going to be too many men that want to touch you. I think you'll be okay.
You're probably all right.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, though, is that they're going to not have children until the climate stops changing.
Oh, good.
Now, when has the climate not changed? It's always been changing. And for those that say, well, it's climate change, the difference is that it's not man-made, okay? Do we have an impact on the climate? Of course we do. Are we changing the Earth's temperatures? That's preposterous, right? We've had climate change going back for eons, right? We had the Great Lakes in this state at one point. We had an ice age. We had a melt. You know, this is ridiculous. But you do you.
You do you.
You stop recreating. Please.
That's right.
Reproducing. Please.
Do not have any children. You just hold out.
You're good.
Hold out until the climate is absolutely the same temperature every single day of the week.
Yes, right. 100,
never changes.
Now, this is shout out to Bloomberg. At Business is their Twitter handle. And this is the review of The Sound of Freedom. Is Sound of Freedom a QAnon dog whistle, or is it just another thriller? NBERLAT, I don't know how to pronounce that, saw the movie and has an answer. Oh, really? Well, let's find out about that individual. Andy Ngo, who is phenomenal on Twitter for outing a lot of the Antifa folks, wanted to let you know that the person who wrote that Bloomberg opinion piece is the leftist activist Noah Berlatsky. That's the handle, NBERLAT. He was the spokesperson for MAP, Minor Attracted Persons Advocacy Group.
How gross.
Protasia.
How disgusting.
He previously tweeted that pedophiles are a stigmatized group designated as deviants for hateful purposes. He also called sex offender registries racist. So when the pedophiles are out there putting Bloomberg hit pieces to talk about the Sound of Freedom.
You know it's right.
You know they're over the target.
Well, they're on to
for
something.
For sure.
They're on to something.
I don't know if I can watch it. It makes me so sad.
Me
that
too.
Our own government, folks. There's now Jim Caviezel as well as now Mel Gibson. Now these folks have been calling out. And I believe them.
Protect them, by the way, because they will be gone.
You look at some of the Freedom of Information Act releases that they have just done. And it implicates the CIA in a child abduction and trafficking scandal.
Disgusting.
Involving
charity?
No, not halfway houses, but orphanages.
Orphanages, foster homes.
So, yep. Foster homes, yeah. So go back and look at, there was a case in Florida years ago where, and of course, you know, they didn't go anywhere, but they were, you know, there was somebody that they were, just go look it up.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
All you need to do is look at the Epstein case and realize that something just stinks.
Well, there's no way. So a couple things on that. Let me say two more things.
Just stinks.
When it comes to the Epstein case, no individual, I don't think the mafia, no group would have the power to turn the cameras off,
yes,
switch the guards out, remove the cellmate, right?
Yep.
Keep in mind,
not disclose the list. Don't forget, she's still in jail for sex trafficking
only
minors.
Only the power of the deep state and the federal government could do that. Only the CIA, the FBI.
Not one name has
Justice
been released
Department.
Of who's on that list.
That's right.
That she's in jail for.
Right.
Because to be honest with you, she shouldn't be in jail if they don't have the list.
Only our federal government has the power to do all of those things.
Disgusting.
Now, they pinned it on the guards. The two guards, they took the fall. They got a slap on the wrist. That was all part of the plan.
I'm sure they got a slap on the wrist and a new Mercedes.
Let me tell you how it works in every prison, right? You have this is so you don't have guards that fall asleep. You have to check in a central station. You have a pair of guards on every floor. Every hour, these guards have to check in.
That was the most high, the highest profile prisoner in the country at that point.
So not only did you have to switch out the two guards, but you had to also switch out the checks and balances of the control towers and the other guardhouses. So this was a massive coordinated attempt. Everybody knows it. The only people that could pull it off is the federal government. Now, let me tell you one more thing the federal government has just pulled off that scares the shit out of me, and I'll tell you why. We just went missing an entire train car of fertilizer explosives.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Happened again, by
an
the way.
An entire train car. Okay.
So gone. Gone.
Gone. Okay.
Nobody can find it.
You're talking about like 100 tons.
How could that possibly be?
Tons. Tons.
Do you know what your train car weighs?
There is no, I don't believe, any sort of group in this country, not the mafia. And I keep referring to the mafia because they had some serious power to do some serious
things. Yeah, they were good.
Things.
They were smart at it.
They were good
at
it.
I'm not saying they were good, good, meaning they were good at what they did.
But if
wasn't right, but they
could,
were good at what
they
did.
But they could do things like that, right? Yeah. They could pay off officials, right?
They were,
just like the Mexican drug cartels have bought out judges and things
like
that.
They were big enough to make stuff happen.
Right,
yep.
Right. So now we have an entire train car of explosive missing. My opinion is the only group that can pull that off would be the federal government, right?
No doubt.
Now, what are they planning on using it for?
How do you not find that? How do you not know where that
is? What kind of false flag are they going to come up with? What is the CIA and the FBI going to blow up in this country on purpose and then try to blame it on some right-wing MAGA extremist in an effort to completely shut down that kind of speech?
It's a train on a train track.
Right.
This is not not even a car that you could make a left turn or a right turn.
But they emptied it. The train car showed up empty.
Empty.
How do you pull that off?
Empty.
Tons and hundreds of tons. You're talking about hundreds
Glenn,
of thousands
even,
of pounds.
You've got a train that's going by camera after camera after camera.
No way.
You can't get away with stuff. First of all, if you walk down a street, somebody's going to have you on their doorbell.
Yeah,
right. Somebody's going to have their doorbell.
Right.
You cannot have a train car going across the country and without anybody understanding how that thing got just totally dismantled and emptied out.
And they're not even concerned about it. They're not even like, there's not even like a manhunt for it. We're not even hearing it on the news. It was like, oh, train car of explosives missing.
Yep.
Wouldn't you know?
I'm telling you right now.
I'm telling you, there's going to be something.
This whole Epstein thing, they've literally trapped people. That's what they do. Bill Clinton, we're going to trap you. Mm-hmm. We're going to destroy the rest of your life. You'll be worth $300 million if you shut your mouth.
You can do
and you just go with our agenda and you do what you want to do, right? The Biden family, you do what you want to do. We're destroying your life. He was hard on drugs. He was hard on the border. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, just changes,
right?
They get dirt on these people. They make dirt on these people.
Well, Biden's done. I think he's over. It's over for him. He will resign or he's definitely not running again. I think he actually resigns before the term is up, honestly.
I don't think
he can make it.
I think they want him gone.
I think what's going on right now, honestly, is I think that
they have him so drugged up that he doesn't know where he is.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody in the mainstream media is calling him out.
I think there's they are now. They're starting to call Hunter Biden, starting to ask questions. I think they want him to resign. I think the conversations inside the party and inside the deep state are, how are you going to resign? I think Jill is the one hanging on. I think Jill doesn't want to go. I think she wants to maintain her power. I think she likes the, look at her. Look at how she acts. She is. So I think she's the one holding out. I think worst case, they'll force him out if need be. They have to put another candidate in there. I think Big Mike's coming in.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think they're pulling out Big Mike. I think Michelle Obama's coming back, and I think she's going to be the candidate one way or
shape
or form.
They've been groomed for decades, so.
There's nobody else. Kamala Harris is polling at zero.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom was shocked that he wasn't even scratching the surface. Nobody likes him.
He's a socialist, and once you still get that name, it's very tough to overcome. You usually got to lie about it and then get in.
Anyway.
All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, we'll see you next week, and don't forget about us Saturday, Financial Guys Media Network.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.